The Torah says in the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach, Yishlach Yaakov Malochim Lefono Veleisav Ochiv Artzisir Sidei Edom. Sends Malochim, tells him about the Grace Lavan. And then the famous Pasuk, Vayira Yaakov, page 2, Vayira Yaakov Ma'od Vayetzelo. Yaakov was very scared. Why is he so scared? Rashi says, "Vayira Hashem yehareg," that maybe he's going to get killed. "Vayetzalohim yaregu esacherim." He was fear for his life, and he was fear that Chas v'Shalom he shouldn't kill someone else. But there's a famous Gemara in Brachas of Avdalid, where the Gemara says. Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Rav Yaakov bar Idi, Sivi Neanochi Imach, Hashem says to Yaakov, I'm going to be with you. Ushmarticha b'chol asher teilech. Then exceed Vayar Yaakov, Vayar Yaakov Maod. He was afraid. So why is he afraid? He had avtocha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Shema Yigro Machet. But he was afraid that maybe even HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him avtocha, but if he sins afterwards, then maybe the fact that there was a sin causes him to lose the zchuyos. So we have to understand why exactly is he worried Shema Yigro Machet at this point. I mean, you could always say Shema Yigro Machet, but why specifically over here? He was afraid Shema Yigro Machet. Then the Torah tells us further in Parshas Vayishlach after after Yaakov at the Malach and all the things with Esav, etc. Finally, Vayava Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov comes back Sholem. And Rashi says Sholem Begufo. Shenisrape mitzaloso, that he was sholem begufo, that he's no longer lame. Sholem b'mamono, shalochoser klum yikoloso doron, because even though he had to give a doron, but in the end he got his money back, so he wasn't lacking in money. Sholem b'taroso shaloshachach talmudu b'beis lovin. And even though he was in beis lovin such a long time, he no longer he could have forgotten his learning. So Sholem b'Talmudo, that he didn't forget his learning either. So it's interesting that the Medrash that discusses these things adds another Nakuda on page 5, the Medrash Rabbah. Then he says, Vayakov Yaakov Sholem, Sholem Begufo, Sholem Bebonov, Sholem Bemamono, Sholem Betalmudoth. Look on the left side. First word on the line is Chocha. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Sholem Betalmudo, Aval Yosef Shochach. And even though it says Vayakov is Sholem Betalmudo, but Yosef Taka was not Sholem Betalmudo. Shenemar, Kinashani Elokim es kol amoli. Nashani means to forget. Amoli is the Amol Torah. So he says some of it he lost. He didn't lose all of it, but some of it he lost. It wasn't Sholem. So it's interesting that the Medrash makes this this comparison between Yaakov and Yosef. Yaakov and Yosef. So if you look in the Sefer Berech Moshe on page 7, with the Satmar Rebbe as the Chronicle of Racha, he explains what was the special kiyum that the learning of Yaakov, he didn't forget that it was Sholem b'Talmudo in contrast to Yosef. So he says, Vispar al pima disa b'gemara, Zois ha-Torah adam ki yomos ba'oil. Right, we know the famous pasuk in Chukas, about a person dying, Adam Kiyomus Ba'ol, which the Pashup Shad in the Pasuk is referring to somebody dying and the fact that his body is Mutame. So here the Gemara learns a different Pshat. Adam Kiyomus Ba'ol means Ein HaTorah Miskayemes El B'misha Memis Atzmo Aleha. That the Torah is not going to stay with you unless you really put effort into it. Memis Atzmo, you kill yourself over it. Not literally, it means you put in tremendous effort. And that's the famous Medrash. The Pasuk, Ach Chachmosi Omdali. Pasuk says, my Chachma stayed with me. So the Chazal Darshan, Af means anger. Torah Shamarti Ba'af, meaning the Torah that I had, not necessarily anger, but that I had to put in my whole kishkes, Hishin is Kaim Biyadi. It was not the Torah that he was able to sit back in his sofa and and just do it easily. Me that required a special Kenyan Torah, and we know that the pasuk says by Yaakov Avinu VaYishkav BaMokom Ahu, but also Mokom Shochav, that he finally slept because Aval Yudah Zal Shonel Shashimish. The base Aver, then when he's in Shiv Shem Rem, Lo Shachav, Shel Osig Batorah. So he says, so all the years, Rehlo Shem Chol, Osu Shani, Yaakov Avin, Lo Mitorah, Baf, Vigia, Fras, Biyosob, Moli, Eima, Pachat, Meisav, Shek, Bikesh, Lohargo, Isha, Amza, Lo Shav, Biyosob, Beis, Lov, and Lo Shachat, Talmudo. Because whereas he was in special situations that he had a special Mesiras Nefesh B'Torah. Ki Chochma Shalom Ba'af Hi Sha'amdolo. Avol Yosef Lo Yolo Mechines Lima Torah Lazu. Because for Yosef he wasn't in these situations of Beis Lavan and away from home. Ki Ya Ben Zekunim Somach Al Shulchan Aviv. So it was great. He was Somach Al Shulchan Aviv. He was by his father, Lama Torah Mitoch Archov of Lachesh, but when he went to Golos, so then the Torah, some of it left, because the original Kenyan of Torah was through too much of a tranquil situation. Whatever that means, but the point being is that if a person's Omel al Torah, special Amelus, then it's not going to go away, the Torah. But if you're not Omel fully, even though I'm sure Yosef was Omel, but it was a shtickle easier, so then it's a shtickle easier to lose it as well. So that's Yaakov Avinu. He was Bas Shalem in these areas. And the Maral, if you look in the Maral in Prague, on page 6. Zachter Shalom Begufo. Perish Yashkachas Hashem Yisparach Allah B'chol Advarim Asher Shayochim El Ha'odom. And the Gufo Mamon of Sichlo Yitarasso. Words, what does it mean Shalom Begufo, Shalom Mamono? It means there was a special Hashkacha Pratis on his body, on his monetary acquisitions, and on his Seichel, on his Torah. And he says, and these are the three things that are shaykh to a man, as the Pasuk says, b'chol levavcho, b'chol nafsho, b'chol mo'odecha. And b'chol, and these, ein chelik echad shaykh l'odom yosef e'elu chalokim, ki ha'odom yesh lo guf v'torah v'dorze b'vur ma'od. So he says, and these are the three things. He was Shalom Beguf, Shalom Bamamono, so that's Meodecha. Bechol Gufo, Bechol Vavcha. And Tashalom Betaroso, Bechol Nafshecha. or perhaps switching it. But those are the three things that Yaakov had a shleimus in these three areas. And in the Sefer, as we'll see, Marpel and Nefer, she points out, based on the pasuk of Yirmiyahu, the pasuk, famous pasuk on page 8, going over to page 9. Koma Hashem al Yisalo Chacham bechachmoso, by Yisalo Hagibor begvroso, by Yisalo Asher b'Asher. A person, a chachman, shouldn't be too gaivadik about his chachma. He shouldn't praise himself if he's a gibor about a gvura, and if he's wealthy, he shouldn't flaunt his wealth. So what is something to be proud about? Not necessarily to flaunt it, but to be proud about is true Yir Shamayim. Askel v'yado alsi. Yidias Hashem, Yir Shamayim, etc. So the Sefer Marpel HaNefesh says that, so that's the idea that's Yaakov Shalom in these three areas. In Mamono, Gufo, Batarasa. Ha'isal Chachmam Chachmoso, that's the Torah. Gibor Gvoroso, that's the Gufo. Bashir Bashro, that's the Mamono. And, whereas if a person is misaking himself in these three matters, meaning, in this, where he explains the Marpel HaNefesh, if he uses these three matters, L'shem Shamayim, a person can be intelligent, but he could waste his intelligence. He uses intelligence, becomes a Talmud Chacham, or to do something to benefit Shamayim, Mekadei Shem Shamayim. So that's what the Pasuk is saying. Al Yisal Al Chacham B'Chachmas. The only thing to be proud of, the way some learn it, Moshe Feinstein, is it's not just saying these three things versus Haskel V'Yadoasi. No, these three, the way some learn it, is if these three things are Haskel V'Yadoasi, then it's something that to be proud of. So if your Chochmah is geared to Haskel V'Yadoasi, if your Gufo is geared to Avodas Hashem, to Haskel V'Yadoasi, and if your Mamono is you spend on things that are in a barbek vod shemayim is haskel viado. See, so then it's taka worthwhile, and that's the shleimus of Yaakov Avinu, that he was shalem in these areas. He was shalem in these areas, but not only that. The pasuk says right after that, it says, after it mentions the milas of Yaakov Avinu, and it says Vayova Yaakov Sholem, it says Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, he settled in the city of, by the city. So what does that mean? So famous Chazal, on page 12 of the Gemara Shabbos, Lam Gimel of the base, three lines from the bottom. One second, before we get to that line. So if you take a look in Rashi, on the pasuk Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, it says Vayichan es Pnei Erev Shabbos Haya, and we know that Chazal say it was Erev Shabbos, and he was misaking Tum Shabbos. He observed Kum Shabbos, so For Yichanas Pneir, he settled in one place. He's called a Lotumen. There's a whole discussion what the significance of that is. But besides the Tumen, so Rashi, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Amar Rav Matbeya, three lines from the bottom of page 12. Amar Rav Matbeya Tikin Lahem. So simple pshat is he minted a coin. Shmuel Amar Shvakim Tikin Lahem. He paved roads for them. Rabbi Yochanan Mechatzos Tikin Lahem. He made bathhouses. So it's very strange. But what does that mean? He minted a coin for them? What was the point of that? He fixed the streets. Like, what is he? Yaakov Avinu is like a mayor of this. You know, what's going on here? So the Yismach Moshe has a pshat. He says, no, that's not what it means. It means something deeper. Zokti Yismach Moshe, Bichas Pneir, Rav Amar Matbeya Tikalim Shmuel Amar Shvakim. Nearly all Sha'amru Chazal Krachim Ruben Begezel Mutum Arayis because you can't crack Shalom Adikachom. In other words, in these big cities, a lot of immoral things happen. Gezel, Arayis, etc. So Tikin Lehem, but Matbeya Tikin, the last line, means, or Tzaloimar, She Tikin Matbeya She Betara Bali Gezel. Means Tikin Lehem means he was Mashpia on the community, that their money should be kosher geld. They shouldn't have a sogas gvul. So he made takonis in the city that you shouldn't be masik gvul. Shvakim tikin lahem, because we know the Gemara in Shabbos says that was, they used to have the zonos, the prostitutes used to stand on the street corners trying to convince people. So Shvakim Tikin Lehem, he cleaned that up. He cleaned up the street corners. And Mechatzos also, the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, was a place where the Fiznus, etc. So that's what it means, Tikin Lehem. He was Mezakeh as Harabim. He was Mezakeh as Harabim. And that's what it means, Vayichan as Sa'ir, all these things. So based on that, the Sefer Marpel Nefesh explains the following. We know, first he says over the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos on page 16. Hil Omer al Tifrosh min Atzibur, v'al Tamin ba'atzmecha ad Yom Moscha. So what's the connection between these things? Al Tifrosh min Atzibur, v'al Tamin ba'atzmecha ad Yom Moscha. So he says like this. The Mishnah says in Avos, page 17. Pirkei Mishnah Yuches, Kol Hamazakeh Es Harabim Ein Chet Al Ba'al Yodo. So it's the biggest schooler you can have that you shouldn't sin is if you Mazakeh Es Harabim. If you do things for the klal, Ein Chet Ba'al Yodo. So Mimela, he says like this, that originally he says Venira, in the Marpel HaNefesh on page 15, that originally, what did we say? Yaakov was afraid. Shema Yigro Machet. Right? We saw the Gemara in Brachas. So why is that? Because we know that whenever you're not involved in Zikui Harabim, then you might sin. So the years that he was in Lavan, so he was private. He was Roat Son. He wasn't Mezakeh as Harabim. So therefore, he was afraid that who knows what could happen. Who knows what could happen? And he says, that's Pshat in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. Al Tifrosh Ben Atzibur. You should always be part of the Tzibur Mezakeh Harabim. Why? Because Al Tamim Be'al Atzmecha Ad Yom Moscha. Because if you're only a person alone, you can't believe in yourself that you won't sin. So you have to have the Zchus HaTzibur of a Mezakeh Harabim. And that's Pshat, says the. So the Yismach Moshe writes, that's exactly Vayichan Es Pnei Ha'ir. That he did all these things. Forget the Zikur Harabim, and this way was an assurance that Ein Chet Ba'al Yodo. So you see over here this pasuk of Yaakov Avinu, that Yaakov was shalem. He was shalem in all these midas because he b'mamono, b'gufo, he used the intelligence, his mamon, his guf, l'man kavod shemayim, and he was mezakeh sarabim. He was mezakeh sarabim. So he had a shleimus. That the shleimus was, as the Ma'apar Lanefesh explains, the shleimus was that all the things he had, besides the fact that he was mezakeh sarabim, but the chokhma, the gvura, the guf, is haskel v'yadoosi. That it was all from the Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. But as we said before, we didn't see inside yet. The other Medrash on page 18 says, Vayichanas Pnei Ha'ir, Nichnas Be'erev Shabbos Im Dimdu Mechama, that he gets in right in Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, to the city, Mibod Yom, Ve'kova Tchumim Mibod Yom. And he established Erev Tchumim. So you see from here, Hada Amrit, Sheshomer Yaakov is HaShabbos Kodim Shenitan. So you see from here that Yaakov Avinu was Shomer Shabbos even before Shabbos was given. From this, the fact that he was Shomer Tchum Shabbos. So the Shem Yishmuel asks an unbelievable kasha. On the page 20. On the bottom there, on the left corner. Three lines from the bottom. Yeshla Daktik. Madu Shmir Shabbos Shal Yaakov Ksuva B'Tchumen V'lo B'Iker Melech HaShabbos. Tchumen is not even a Chiv Skila for Tchumen. Right? Tchumen might be only Drabonon. You know, it's not the Iker. You would think that if Torah wanted to show us that Yaakov was Shoyim HaShabbos, it wouldn't say, oh, he kept Tchum Shabbos. Why was the Giloy that Yaakov Avinu was Shomer Shabbos dafka through Tchum Shabbos? So there's a lot to be said on that, but I want to just do the Shem Yishmuel. He says because like this, he says that Venira Lefarish on page 21 top near Lefarish name of Shabbos he olech adam ve salom ha-mlamed shakol tzadik tzadik nosnim ha-modur b'lefni kvodo. Marshal the Melch and Nichnos Huva Avod of Leir, Shay Nichnosim Kulam Besharech Nichnosim, Shame Lonim, Kolechon Niton Modul of Nikvodo. Whereas when the king is coming into the city, the king and his entourage, so they all come in through the same gate. But then they're put up in different hotels and different places, each one according to his chashivas. So he says the same thing, Shabbos is main Olam Abba. So everyone comes into Olam Haba, you know, this through the same gate. But then in Olam Haba, there are different places in Olam Haba. You know, there are more chashiva places for bigger tzaddikim, lesser tzaddikim, etc. So he says like this, that Tchum Shabbos is the aspect of Shabbos that's personalized for you. Because everyone has their own Tchum Shabbos wherever they are. See, the Melech of Kosev is equal for the same. But here, my Tchum is based on where I am. So it's an aspect of Shabbos that shows what? A special uniqueness of every person having his relationship with Shabbos on a person on his own personal level. Because everyone, Rabosai, has to have a Shleimus based on, like Rav Shecht always says, based on the Koichus that he's given. So when we're showing over here that Yaakov was Sholem, Kefi, whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him, whatever his monetary abilities were, whatever his Seichel was, whatever, he had a Shleimus in his, not only he was Mezakeh Sarabim, Havada, he was Mitikein Matbeya, which Nismach Moshe says that he made sure that there was no Gezel, etc. Tikein Merchatzos means there was no Arayas, etc. But then that was the Tikun HaKlal. But then there was the Tikun HaPrat, which is the Shleimus of his own inner self. And that is highlighted by the concept of Tchum Shabbos, because Tchum Shabbos is the more personalized. You can read it; it's a whole piece, a whole arichas here. Not going to have time to read the whole thing, but that's in the Kuda, that everyone needs a shleimus towards the tzibur, but also you need a shleimus towards your individual koichos. And Tchum Shabbos is the pasuk where it says Vayakov Yaakov Shalom Yishchem. And he was Masakin Tchum Shabbos. Because whatever his Proteus Dika Kochas were, he was Masakin. And then there's one final vort in Sholem. The Ojava writes and the Bnei Soska writes that Sholem represents, again, we know on Shabbos, but it's the three mitzvahs that we don't observe on Shabbos: Shofar, Lulav, and Megillah. Yashem Yavirenu. So it's a remez. Remez to that idea. The Shabbos, you're not mekayim these mitzvahs. And you see over here, he says, "L'chein nirmas yisod zevig ayichan lamed alheichem magaz kochos shal Shabbos ki lama shebiglal hashash iser havaras had." Adomele isut chumen nidche sholosh mitzvahs cholza sholem ki a Shabbos mashliba. Right, the Bnei Soscha writes that the Shabbos is lot mashlim, but you see how important it is that if you want to have shleimus, to have shmir Shabbos, because we know the Zohar says that all the brach of the future week is coming from Shabbos. So everything we want to do, we want to be successful in learning, in chachma, in our guf, in our mammon, and everything. It's scrupulous Hilchos Shabbos, and you see that's the Sholem. So to get the Shleimus, we had to say don't blow shofar and don't take lulav and don't read the Megillah, because we want to have that. Because to have Shleimus or Adam, you need the Shleimus of Shabbos. You need the Shleimus of Shabbos as well, and that's the Yisod of Vayava Yaakov Sholem. That he had that shleimus, and the shleimus, Marpeh Nefesh discussed it, and that shleimus was a shleimus for his tikkun haprat and tikkun haklal, and that's the tchumen, the personalized, but also the tchal. And a person has to have hadracha. You know, when does he focus on the prat, and when does he focus on the klal? Sometimes people focus on the klal before they focused on the prat. And they have to be mashlim themselves. You know, there's every person has different kochos and different time where he should be focusing on something more for the prat, more for the klal. Depends who he is, depends what time in his life, etc. But the ultimate shleimus is the tikkun haprat v'klal together with the shmir Shabbos, and that brings the ultimate siyata d'shmayim.